Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
You've been traveling a lot, right?
Yes.
So this is a very relevant question to people who travel a lot, especially if they travel overseas. He's asking, how could he pray on the airplane?
That's a pretty good question, and it has many aspects. So traveling on airplane, how can I pray? Let's start with the timing of prayer.
Right.
So if you travel, the time of the prayer has nothing to do with the destination or where you start your flight from. So let's say you leave from Houston going to, let's say, Istanbul. Dhuhr does not enter based on the dhuhr time in Houston or dhuhr time in Istanbul. It's based on where you're at in the journey.
At that time. Right.
So if you left Houston 11 o'clock, for example, you know, it's not dhuhr time in Houston, and most likely it's not dhuhr time in Istanbul as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do in this case, you wait until, you know it is for sure, let's say you are now in DC area or the East Coast and it's dhuhr there. And even there is some app will calculate where you're at exactly and will give you the time of the salah in the airplane where you're at. Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Some Muslim airlines will tell you, like Turkish Airlines, for example, some other airlines. I saw the Turkish airline. They tell you this is dhuhr time entered right now, or asr. So they will let you know. But let's say you don't. You couldn't figure that out. You wait until you see it's about asr, and you pray dhuhr and asr together.
Mm-hmm.
When it became dark, you pray maghrib and isha together.
Right.
When it is basically you see the light coming up, that's Fajr. You pray Fajr.
Mm-hmm.
You might pray the five daily prayers in less than 24 hours. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes shorter or longer.
Right.
That's fine also. If it's
going east, it will.
Coming west, it might have the whole entire day only for two salah.
Right.
You know, that's fine as well. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to prayer in the airplane, you're allowed to combine between prayer and shortening the prayer.
Right.
Because you are traveling.
Yes.
Right. The third point when it comes to praying in the airplane is facing the Qibla. Okay? One thing can help you a lot. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba one night pray in the night. Mm-hmm. So the Qibla in Medina is to Mecca is what? South.
Right.
So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said from east to west is Qibla, because some of them prayed southeast, some of them southwest.
Right.
So like this. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said from east to west, Qibla, as long as you're facing what? South.
South, yeah.
So
the majority of your body is facing south.
Yes.
Right.
So now you're traveling to Mecca from America or flying east. Your Qibla from north to south. So if you go this way, because sometimes the airplane, you cannot have it 100% towards the Qibla. Mm-hmm. But even if it's a little bit like 20 degree here, 20 degree there, left or right, it's fine. You know,
you can just move yourself a little bit.
You can't. Right. Let's assume, or it's hard for you to do that, mm-hmm. or it's not comfortable, not say whatever it is. You know, so I'm just giving you the option to know that there is flexibility in the issue. But what's not allowed is for you, for example, to going to California and you say Allahu Akbar facing California while, you know, Mecca behind your back. That will not be facing Allah.
Exactly.
Unless. There is no way for you to face the Qibla.
Impossible.
I can't. It's not. Let's say everybody, there is a turbulence and you have to anchor down. And you cannot turn in your seat or stand up or anything like that. You're not allowed. Or you worry if you stand up and you do something like that, that might cause, you know, how sensitivity in airplane these days.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Praying, it can cause a problem for you. You don't want to go into that. So also, I'm not going to arrive California before the time get out. And what I mean by the time of the combining prayers. So let's say I'm leaving here, but I will arrive California at night.
Okay. That means
if this is the case, I have to pray dhuhr and asr
right
in the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But if I arrive there before Maghrib,
Then you pray there.
I wait until I arrive there. I pray Maghrib and Asr, Dhuhr and Asr together because I can't face the Qibla.
Right.
But if you can't face the Qibla, you can combine. But I'm talking about in a case where you cannot face the Qibla. Okay? Also, what about if you can't and you're going to arrive there after Maghrib? In this case, we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah according to your ability. Happen a lot when you come from, for example, from the east, coming from Pakistan, come from Egypt, come from Istanbul, mm-hmm. come into America. The Qibla is behind you.
Behind you, yes.
So you can't really face it, and it's not possible to do that. In this case, and you, when you're going to arrive in the night, so you don't want to miss Dhuhr and Asr. When you land, you pray them. No, you pray them in the airplane. If you can, just look and say, Allahu Akbar. النبي سيقول إذا أمرتكم بأمر فأتوا منه ما استطعتم. Anything you can do from the obligation, it's good. Even if it's just Allahu Akbar, then after that you go. If that's the best you can do, it's fine. Mm-hmm. If you can't do anything of that, you just say Allahu Akbar and you
pray. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, fear Allah, do whatever you capable of or you can do. As for standing, no doubt النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, صلي قائما فإن لم تستطع فجالسا. Pray standing, if you can't, sitting. And here is, can you stand up in the airplane? And in my opinion, no. Why? Because it's not safe. Anytime the flight can disturb and happen, right. you can fall, you can harm yourself or other people. Also, in many places, this can be a little bit suspicious activity and people are very sensitive and towards this. And the exactly. people doesn't want to take the risk. So for me, I have no problem. It's like in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving permission to people in the Safina. In the boat, and ulama rahimahullah talk about people in the boat allowed to pray sitting because it's not stable.
Wow. This is a very good example.
Yeah. So if that's the case in the boat, it's the case the same thing in the airplane. Mm-hmm. So for that, I would say you are allowed to sit to pray while you're sitting, and when you pray, you basically when it comes to the ruku', you go a little bit farther. When the sujood, you go a little bit farther. You don't need to go all the way in the bottom of the table and to make an actual sujood. No, you just tomb it. Yeah, you just look. You go a little bit.
Just like praying on a chair.
Yeah, right. And you go like this for the sujood and the tashahud, and he says, "Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." So, this is basically the way to pray in the airplanes in regard to the timing, regarding to the way you pray, the how to perform the prayer, the issue of qibla. And the issue of standing versus sitting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. That was very informative. Thank you.